This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Let's bring to you, oh man, Emmy Award winner, Stars broadcaster, the man that I think knows everything about hockey. It is Brian Ray. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, good to talk to you. I am in my car, so you just let me know when I need to put my turn signal on for this one, and we'll be ready to rock here.
Well, I did already say good morning, and it's clearly the afternoon, yeah. So it's okay. It happens to the best of us.
Kevin, when I texted Brian to ask him to hop on the show, he said, "What do you want to talk about?" And I was like, "Oh no, Cowboy Mouth, his favorite band." And he said, "Then yes, I can do it." So we might have to, you know, divert a little bit from the hockey.
My first questions have nothing to do with that, are just about hockey. All right. I know we need to reflect on Game 7, but bold take / Jake Ottinger appreciation post. Going into this series, the Stars have the goaltending advantage. What say you?
Oh, I'm going to call it a 50-50 split right now. And it for me, it might be the most – first of all, how happy is Mikko Rantanen to start a playoff series and he doesn't have to answer questions about playing his former team?
Oh, yes. We don't have to hear it either. Yeah.
This he got absolutely blasted for 7 games of that question, and he never wavered, handled it as classy as anybody could. I was rather impressed watching him on game days and morning skates – dealing with the questions he had at his locker room stall. But I think the Jake Ottinger, Connor Hellebuck storyline might be the most intriguing storyline of this series to start, at least. And I would not be surprised if it's Jake Ottinger's turn to start getting just burned with questions left and right of American goaltending, the Four Nations, Olympics next year. You know, if Jake wins this series, you know, is he the front runner as Team USA's number one in the Olympics next year? Ooh. Is it still Connor Hellebuck? There's a really intriguing storyline with those two. So I'm not surprised that you certainly bring them up. It is going to be very interesting to watch the goaltending in this one.
And I wanted to talk about Ottinger a little bit more. Like, I certainly understand how the other day so much focus on Roope and obviously tons of focus, and rightfully so, on Mikko Rantanen. But I don't want it to be left to the side how freaking good Ottinger was over these last 3 games, even despite the just catastrophes that happen at times in game 6. He really has been on point and was on point in game 7.
So the opinion I've been sort of developing on Jake Ottinger this season, because I think we're deep enough into his career that we have a large enough sample size. I do think there's a little bit of streakiness to Jake Ottinger's regular season game. Now, when the streaks are a little bit down, we're talking about it's still above average. It's top 15 in the league. I mean, this is a really good problem to have. But when he's on one of those streaks where he's up, he's a world beater. I mean, we call him Angry Otter, Brent Severin and I, but he's a mammoth beast. When you look at his playoff career, the eye test is there and the number data is there. His numbers in games 1-4 are okay. His numbers in game 5-7 are freakishly good.
Yeah.
It's like a 925 save percentage now, and I think the goals against is a little over 2. He's now 3-1 in his career in game 7s, and the one loss, he had to stop 60-plus shots in an overtime loss that nearly stole a seven-game series from the Calgary Flames a handful of years ago. So his game seven numbers are even better from his games, you know, five to seven. The thing with Jake Oettinger, and you always want your goaltender to just play lights out all the time to be the most unbelievable beast, you know, for 82 games in a full playoff run, but humans are humans. He has the rise to the occasion gene so far in his career. I think we've seen it enough times in big regular season games, later in playoff series, and in game seven, that when the chips go all in, when the money in the briefcase gets opened up and placed on the table, he does not flinch. That is a phenomenal quality to have in a goaltender. It doesn't guarantee you a Stanley Cup, but entering that seventh game against Colorado when the quote-unquote anything-can-happen scenario pops in, I thought the Stars had two things in their back pocket. I thought they had home ice advantage in their back pocket, and I thought they had Jake Oettinger's goaltending experience in their back pocket. I didn't think Mikko Rantanen was going to go, you know, Superman the way sure. he did. But you know what? At some point, Mackenzie Blackwood needs to make a save. Whether he's supposed to make it or not supposed to make it, your goaltender has to give you a save. Jake Oettinger gave them the saves, and if Mackenzie Blackwood could have found a way to stop one of those first two Mikko Rantanen goals, what kind of scenario are we talking about here? I don't know. But I think if you're a Stars fan, you are thankful you have Jake Oettinger entering this series, and then let the series go wherever it goes.
Yeah, I think the line I heard Otter say was, you know, I knew if I could just keep it at two that we had a chance once I saw the first goal, Mikko's first goal. And that's nice to say and think.
Yeah.
But to actually do it is a completely different thing, and that's what the Otter does. Now, Brian, that room, that arena, that crowd is a unique crowd here in DFW. The experience in that place must have been insane.
Obviously we didn't cover game seven. So I was at the game with a friend of mine, and we were sitting there watching. And I thought when they were doing the pregame intros and the start of the first period and the energy and the volume in the building, I was trying to figure out what was louder, the game seven against Colorado or the game seven last year against Vegas. Hmm. And I couldn't come up with a discernible difference either way. It was loud. I mean, it was insanely loud. But I was trying to figure out if I could compare or contrast those two. And I couldn't make a decision. When Rantanen scored the second goal, that was the loudest I have heard American Airlines Center in my 7 years covering the
wow.
team. That was the loudest moment that I've experienced. Now, like, I wasn't there for Cinco de Moro, you know, I wasn't there for some of the reunion days, you know, so I don't have that full spectrum. But in the last 7 years, the second Rantanen goal and then the Wyatt Johnston power play tally shortly after, that is the loudest experience I've had inside American Airlines Center.
Wow. What a special, special moment there.
That is super cool.
We did see the news this morning.
That's what I was just thinking.
That's what I was telling you yesterday. I'm exhausted.
You're gonna do this again?
I'm exhausted already.
Hopefully three more times. Yeah.
Now, the Brian Ray joined us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. The news this morning from Pete DeBoer is that the Robertson and Miro are supposed to play in this series. Now, as Kevin, as we pointed out earlier, we can't trust Pete DeBoer because he told us they would play in last series. But seriously, I'm still kind of trying to figure out how do you fit them back in in the way that this group and some of these lines played together.
So, first of all, Kevin, welcome to the Stanley Cup playoffs. You can never trust a word that any coach or player says.
Definitely,
I get it. We live in a gambling world. Everybody wants all the information, you know, for whatever reason. I love it. I think you need to embrace the hilarity that is playoff coaching sound bites. We embraced it when Bill Belichick lied to everything involving the New England Patriots or wouldn't give anything up unless he was forced by the league. I think you have to laugh and embrace it. So I don't know when they're coming back. I don't know if they're coming back. I do know Miro Heiskanen continues to skate with this team on the ice and continues to push further and further, but I do understand when Peter DeBoer was forthcoming before Game 7 that it's not just a player feels good and you bring him back in. There are boxes that need to be checked when you're coming off an injury like Miro Heiskanen's. So we'll see what happens. For Miro Heiskanen, I think it's pretty easy that if he's able to come back, Alex Petrovic, who's been fantastic in the playoffs in his role coming up from the minors, he's the body that comes out, and then you have the flexibility. Do you put Miro with Thomas Harley and start loading up top pairing minutes? Do you put him with somebody else and ease him in? You can put him almost anywhere you want. The question I have with Miro Heiskanen, and I don't know which way Peter DeBoer is going to go, if Miro Heiskanen returns in this series, does he immediately jump back into the Stars' number one power play? Or do you let Thomas Harley continue driving that train? Because Harley has been excellent.
He's been special.
Quarterback in the number one power play unit. But Miro has also been very good. So that is a big question mark that I am curious to see if Miro Heiskanen comes back in this series, when he comes back in this series. Jason Robertson, if I had to guess, and this is purely a guess on my part, I think we're closer to seeing Heiskanen than we are Robertson. So I think there might still be a little bit of distance there. When Robertson comes back in, I don't know, because he's been the wingman to Roope Hintz for a handful of years now. But that line of Hintz, Rantanen, and Granlund, that segment of the Finnish Mafia has a real groove going on. And do you want to tinker with that entering the second round? I don't know. I do think could you move him down with Wyatt Johnston? Can Jamie Benn shift to the right side, or does Jamie Benn center the third line and Wyatt Johnston goes to the right side? I think there's a little more chess piece maneuvering that would have to go with Jason Robertson, but you're going to get him in the lineup regardless. But I think he might still be a little further off than Heiskanen. We'll see.
I don't know how much you concern yourself particularly with betting lines or anything like that, but ever since this matchup got set with the Stars in Winnipeg, there's been a shocking shift towards the Stars. Like, it looked kind of dead even, and now it is decidedly in the Stars' favor. It looks like a lot of money has poured in on them. We're just a few weeks away, removed from Winnipeg squashing the Stars. What do you think has changed so much about maybe perception in these last few weeks?
I'm not huge on the gambling lines. It's just not really my forte. But I do think this is as much of a pick'em series as the Colorado series was. When I see, if a line moves that way, I feel like that's more they're trying to maneuver money to go in a different direction.
Okay.
And less what actually changes in the series compared to what we saw in the regular season, especially the last meeting. And now, I don't know how I'm going to try and put myself in the head of Vegas line setters, but we saw Connor Hellebuyck have a shaky series against the St. Louis Blues, and we saw the Dallas Stars just beat a Colorado team that, the hockey world picked Colorado to win.
Yep.
I don't care what anybody says. The hockey world thought Colorado was going to win that series. We just saw Dallas beat a Colorado team that everybody thought was going to win, without Jason Robertson and without Miro Heiskanen. So I think there's a little bit of recency bias that might be flooding that market. If you ask me today, this is as much of a 50-50 pick'em series as it was against Colorado. And we're going to learn a lot in the first two games. If Dallas can steal home ice advantage, we're going to learn a lot in the first two games. But I think this is as much of a coin flip as the last, which scares me because Dallas does not get Game 7 at home.
Yes,
yeah. Thanks a lot,
so
St. Louis.
We're far off from that, but that's in the distance if this series goes the way a lot of people think it may go.
All right, if I can't sell you on betting lines, do you think the other reason it's going this way is because everybody knows about the curse of the President's Trophy and Winnipeg is inevitably doomed to lose in this round?
You know what? I'm curious if Vegas would consider something like that.
I bet they do.
It's real. It's real. It's absolutely real. Here's, I don't know if you guys watched Game 7 Winnipeg and St. Louis. I certainly did. Connor Hellebuck looked like the switch flipped when Game 7 went to overtime for Winnipeg.
Yeah.
So you wonder, have demons been exorcised, or did you just get locked in to the most important point of that series? And then second of all, if you're the President's Trophy winner in Winnipeg, is this the scare that wakes you up and teaches you the level you're going to have to get to if you want to move this thing forward? Or did the St. Louis Blues open up a couple of chinks in your armor that Dallas is going to take a look at in their pre-scout ahead of this series? Remains to be seen. But the President's Trophy thing is real. We'll see. These are just two really equal teams at the top of the division that are going to fight. The king of the playground is going to be decided right here.
So that means you think it's going seven again?
I don't, man. I
hope not.
I don't want it to go seven.
It's closing six.
I think it's going at least six. I do believe it's going at least six. They're too evenly matched. They're too good on both sides.
And the Stars are going to win?
Well, of course.
Yeah, there you go.
I
needed that, though.
I'm just checking.
Thanks, Brian.
Man, thank you very much. Really appreciate the time and you keeping your turn signal in check today.
I appreciate it. I got to go get this Jersey Mike Cinco de Mayo deal now.
See?
I appreciate it.
Who is that for? All right. Thank you very much, Brian.
See you guys.